Lesson overview. Welcome. This is an advanced, hands-on walkthrough. Icicle edit. Layer a break fill from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for warm tape style grit. We'll take one raw break, slice it, build a compact one-bar drum and bass fill and process it with Live 12 stock devices so it sits like a crisp, analog warmed atmospheric flourish. I'm assuming you know Live's basic routing, drum rack and simpler workflows and basic audio editing. We'll focus on surgical slicing, creative layering, stereo imaging, and tape style grit with saturator, erosion, redux and subtle LFO modulation, plus parallel processing and resampling. What you will build, by the end you'll have a one-bar fill at typical DNB tempo. I use 174 BPM as an example, made entirely from a single raw break. The fill will be the drum rack with layered transient tops, punchy bodies, pitch tonal elements, reverse tails and micro rolls, processed into a stereo stem with warm tape character using only Live stock devices. You'll resample that into a one-shot ready to drop into a track. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM or your track tempo. Import a characterful break sample onto an audio track and name it Break Raw. Prefer breaks with distinct transients and usable tails. Amen. Funk or vinyl breaks work great. A. Warp and prepare the break. Double-click the clip. Enable warp and choose beats mode. Preserve transient quality. Treat the clip as transients only if you plan heavy slicing. Zoom in and place warp markers on every transient you'll want to use for the fill. If you want micro rolls later, add markers for 1/32 or 1/64 subdivisions in the region you'll edit. Duplicate the clip and keep an untouched copy, then work on the duplicate. B. Slice a new MIDI track. Create your drum rack skeleton. Right-click the prepared clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, pick a slicing preset to taste, transient or 1/16 for broader slices, 1/32 for the last quarter bar when you want lots of micro edits. Leave Create One-Shot preset unchecked so you retain sample offsets. A drum rack will open with each slice in a simpler. Rename the pads you'll use. Kick, snare, hat, rolls, tonal 1, tail, etc. C. Design the fill arrangement. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on the new track. Program a rhythmic variation that departs from the main loop. For example, a 4-hit snare roll on the last eighth with jittered velocities for human feel. Use small gate lengths, 10 to 40 milliseconds, for staccato icicle stabs and longer lengths for tails. Quantize lightly. Leave some human timing. For micro rolls, duplicate a slice and have or double the note length to create 1/32 or 1/64 repeats, or draw repeated notes manually. D. Layering. 3 essential layers per transient. Top, body, tail. We'll sculpt each perceived hit from 3 stacked layers. 1. Top. The click. Duplicate the simpler with the transient peak. Use classic / one shot. Shorten the sample with a fast amp decay. Think 10 to 60 ms. In that pads chain at EQ 8 with a gentle high shelf around 810 kHz, a saturator set to soft sign with 24 dB drive and 30-60% dry/wet, then a fast compressor to glue the click. Add subtle tape instability. Map Live 12 LFO to simpler transpose with a tiny range of ± a few cents and a slow rate around 0.3 to 0.8 Hz. 2. Body. The punch. Use a lower frequency slice or build a short sine or tom in simpler or operator for the sub punch. Low pass the top end to focus the mid-low energy. Add drum bus for transient and low-end shaping. Drive around 3-5. Boost bass mono appropriately and use the transients knob for attack. Follow with glue compressor. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack near 10 ms and release around 100 ms for cohesion. 3. Tail. Texture and atmosphere. Copy a slice for the tail. Reverse it or pitch it down by several semitones and lengthen it using sampler or grain delay for micro granulation. Send this chain to a return with hybrid, reverb plate settings or a large, low density, reverb plus a subtle echo at 35 to 120 ms. Keep return levels low, about 10 to 25%. To taste. E. Tape style grit bus processing using stock devices. Group the drum rack CMD/Ctrl+G into fill group. Use serial processing on the group and a parallel tape chain for character. On the main group chain apply, EQ 8, gentle low cut at 40 Hz and a small dip 300-500 Hz if boxy. Saturator, soft clipping or warm curve, drive around 36 dB, output slightly below 0 dB. Erosion, low amount, 1/6%. Noise or downsample mode to add vinyl/tape texture. Redux, subtle downsample, target 2632 kHz, and a mild bit reduction around 1214 bits. Glue compressor for bus cohesion, around 2:1 with a slowish attack to keep punch. Create a tape parallel chain or send. Add a utility to tighten width a bit, another saturator with a different curve, and a frequency shifter. Map a slow LFO to the frequency shifter fine parameter for subtle wow slash flutter. Rates between 0.15 and 0.6 Hz with depth of only a few cents. Blend this parallel chain at 10-30% to taste. F. Stereo imaging and transient placement. Keep low frequency centered. Use utility or an audio effect rack crossover to mono below 400-800 Hz. Widen tails by sending to reverb and using wider stereo settings on those returns. For natural width, nudge duplicates by a few milliseconds and pan them oppositely, but always check mono compatibility to avoid phase collapse. G. Automation and micro edits. The icicle moment. Automate an auto filter cutoff or reverb send over the last half bar to create a swell and decay. Create micro reverse effects by copying a tail slice, reversing it and placing it a 16th note before the hit. Automate a low pass to create a sucked in reverse leading into the transient. Make stutters by slicing the MIDI into tiny repeats and randomizing velocities for movement. H. Resample and finalize. Create a new audio track set to resampling, arm it, and record the processed fill in place. Trim and consolidate the recorded audio, then load it back into Sampler as a one shot. On the recorded stem, apply a final EQ8, light compression or sidechain if needed, and a very small amount of saturator to glue. Export as a 24-bit WAV if you're following the mini exercise. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't oversaturate. Too much saturator or redux makes fills brittle and hides transients. Keep modulation subtle. Depth and sense, not semitones. Beware long reverb tails overwhelming low end. High pass your reverb sends. Always resample your finished layers to save CPU and make the fill recallable. And watch phase and panning. Nudging and doubling can cause cancellation if you're not checking in mono. Pro tips. Use a drum rack chain selector for alternate variations and velocity switched performance. For authentic tape vibe, combine slight redux downsampling with erosion noise and then compensate by boosting harmonics with saturator. Create a short reversed pre-reverb for that classic reverse swell into the hit. For micro rolls, use Sampler in slice mode and loop small regions with an LFO on filter cutoff for motion. Map macros for tape amount, flutter depth and reverb send so you can audition big changes quickly. Keep a parallel clean reference track, so you can toggle the grid on and off to ensure it's enhancing, not destroying detail. Mini practice exercise. Build a one-bar icicle fill and export it as a one-shot. 1. Choose a short break, warp and slice to 1/32 for the last half bar. 2. Program a MIDI fill with a 1/16 to 1/64 micro roll and a reverse tail leading into the final snare. 3. Layer click, body and tail chains as described and to add an LFO-driven pitch wobble on the tail with plus or minus 6 cents max. 4. Add saturator at out 4 dB drive, erosion 3% and redux downsample to 28 kHz on a parallel bus and blend to taste. 5. Resample the 1-bar processed output and export as a 24-bit WAV. Compare it to the dry break and adjust EQ to compensate for any gained or lost frequency content. Recap. We started at a raw break and walk through precise slicing. Try layer hit construction, click, body, tail, creative reverse tails and micro rolls and subtle tape emulation using saturator, erosion, redux and LFO-driven modulation. We used parallel processing and careful stereo control, then resampled the processed fill into a single one-shot. Build quickly, resample, iterate, and use the parallel clean reference to make sure your gravelly tape grid enhances rather than destroys clarity. Extra coaching notes. Quick summary. Pick breaks with clear transients and usable tails. Pre-clean with a light high pass and remove problem clicks before heavy saturation. Use manual markers for tight micro slices. Phase align layers by nudging starts by samples and check in mono. Consider multiband grit with an audio effect rack to treat high and mid frequencies more aggressively than lows. Use highs and tiny delays sparingly and always check mono. Macro your key parameters and keep a template set with pre-wired returns and a resampling track to speed the workflow. Finally, use a two-pass resample approach if you want both a punchy and a cloudier atmospheric version. Save both. Closing. That's the icicle edit workflow for a warm tape-style DNB fill in Ableton Live 12. Practice the mini exercise, make variations, and save your favorite rack and template. The fastest way to learn this is to build, resample, listen, then tweak. Good luck. and have fun crafting those icy, warm fills.